Professor Andy Neely, Director of the Cambridge Service Alliance.
Professor Neely, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Alliance podcast series today. You are, of course, Director. The Alliance is part of Cambridge University. We're looking forward to the economy in 2014 and the structural balance between the so-called manufacturing and service sector. You needn't think of manufacturing it anymore as people in yellow coats with hard hats walking around construction or building sites. It's a much broader term.
Yeah, so there are still images of manufacturing in people's minds, which are somewhat dated. Clearly, people still walk around sites with hard hats on for safety reasons, but there are lots of people in manufacturing involved in electronics, in software, in remote monitoring of assets. The recent Foresight report summed it up well. They said, manufacturing is changing profoundly, creating new sources of revenue beyond products to the sale of surrounding services and solutions.
Therefore, if you were going to look forward to 2014, they're talking about building greater trading links, exporting more to the BRIC economies, that China, India, Russia, Brazil. The European recovery is still fragile. They're still our major trading partner. We'll come back to that statistics that manufacturing accounts for less than 11% of the UK economy. Are you an optimist? And if so, why?
I am an optimist. I'm an optimist because I see innovation in all sorts of manufacturing firms where they are really thinking very carefully about what the future holds for them, about what role technology will play in the future, about how they can create and deliver value to their customers. And so I think you have to keep an eye on that all the time. You have to constantly challenge your business model. You have to think about how you are offering good products and services to your customers. But I see lots of manufacturing firms doing that. And in the long term, that's the way they'll succeed.
So those three I's going into 2014, how important will they be?
The three I's for me, the world is becoming more instrumented. So more and more sensors, interconnected, those sensors are connected to the net. And intelligent, we can make smarter decisions. Let me give you an example. Imagine mobile phone company. My mobile phone company, when I go to London, knows when I'm leaving my home because it knows when my phone starts moving. It knows I walk to the station because it knows the pace at which my phone is moving because it's tracking the GPS signal. It knows the train I'm catching because it knows when I start moving from walking pace to train pace. It can predict what time I'm getting into London, and it could text me a voucher saying, have 15p off a cup of coffee between 8:45 and 9 o'clock on this particular morning, knowing that my train's going to arrive in London at 8:40 and trying to encourage me to go and buy coffee from the stand in King's Cross Station. All that technology exists. There are endless ways in which you can innovate your business model now to create new value for your customers and your partners. And those are the things that really manufacturers have to think about.
And do you think manufacturers will be ready for this recovery if they are going to be pivotal to the future success of the UK economy and our growth? Are they going to release their assets? They've been hoarding cash, it's said. Are they going to be able to train workers? Are they going to be able to capture the value of the recovery? Are they ready for us?
I think they're in a good position. I mean, I think many manufacturing firms have got significant assets, cash on the books. But this is not a quick transformation. You know, the changes that we're talking about in terms of the way that technology and data will change manufacturing in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years are really profound. And so I think for manufacturing firms, you've got to be there and ready to capitalize on the recovery, but you've also got to be thinking long-term about how you build a sustainable business model in light of some of the profound changes that are taking place in our economy.
Which leads us on to our next question, that strategic five-year plan. Can it survive in terms of a business model? Are our people having to be far more adaptable to that in the technology age, in a global age?
I think there are two sides to this. Long-term planning is essential, making predictions about where the world is going, thinking about how you build the right capabilities in your organisation, absolutely central. One of the things you have to do there, though, is think about how you avoid locking yourself into one single path. So if you think about scenarios or alternative futures, then the real trick in terms of getting a good strategy for a manufacturing business is to build capability which gives you flexibility in the longer term, so that depending on the way the economy moves, the way the technology moves, you can also be nimble and respond to it. So you do need long-term planning, you do need to think about the future and explore the future, but you've also got to think about how do I build a nimble organization that can respond quickly when needed.
And so think the unthinkable, maybe collaborate with your competitors, share more with those in your sector.
Yeah, we're seeing sectors in many ways break down, and there will be over time a really interesting convergence of different sectors. So particularly in sectors where data becomes very important, then there's an interesting question about, well, what role will Google play in those sectors in the future? Or what role will IBM play? They're really good at analysing data. So will they suddenly find themselves in sectors that they traditionally haven't been big players in? So I think the idea of where your competitors are and where your partners are and who you are competing with and who you wish to partner with is something you constantly have to look at in your strategic thinking these days.
So when you think of a manufacturing company, as I said, you work closely with Caterpillar, Pearson's, BAE Systems, IBM. What do you think of? What do you visualise? Is it a high-tech world rather than a production line?
It's a combination of things. So there's clearly, we often talk about big M manufacturing. So big M manufacturing running everywhere from the initial concept, the initial idea, the design, the production process, that a relatively narrow thing that people have typically thought of as manufacturing, through to distribution, service and support, and then ultimately end of life and recycling the product and the components and so on. And actually, big M manufacturing is a good way of thinking about it. There's value to be created across that entire set of activities, not just in the narrow production process. So factories matter, the production process matters, but it's one part of a broader chain in the lifetime value. In fact, one of the figures that gets quoted often is that for every pound you spend on the initial product, you spend something like £4 on service and support of that product through life. So if you think that, you know, some value lies in the production piece, £1, but there's another £4 worth of value that lies in the through life service and support.
Tips for 2014 going forward for those manufacturing industries. You clearly think that they contribute much more than that small 11% of the economy. But what headlines do you think that the companies may be generating if you look to the manufacturing sector in the future?
Innovation is absolutely essential. The challenge for manufacturers now and in the next few years is to think differently about the role that their business plays and how they create value. A lot of that's going to be enabled by data technology, so understanding the way that you can use data to either improve the efficiency of your products and services, to improve your customers' efficiency, to create greater value is central. Getting that combination right between innovation and particularly innovation around the data and the business model will be absolutely essential in 2014 and in years to come.
And then you might have those brick economies knocking on your door to export to them. You might have to go over there. They'll hear about your product and they'll want to do business with you.
Yeah, and of course the other thing is that this is a global race, so the brick economies are having the same conversation. The brick economies are thinking about how they make manufacturing fit for the 21st century and how they innovate manufacturing. So, you know, even ignoring the export opportunity, you can't afford to ignore this global race. But I think if we get it right, and we have examples of firms in the UK that do get it right, then there are real export opportunities for manufacturers that understand that big M manufacturing.
So the tips would be for the ones who've got it right, any leading examples that we can use going into 2014? What have they done that's right that others may be doing that's wrong?
So I think the key thing is focusing on the outcomes that your customer values. What is it that they really want from you? And rarely does the customer want the product. Generally, they want the service or the solution that the product enables. So really understanding that, being really clear about what your customer values is the first bit. The second bit is being clear about what you need to do yourself. So, you know, what are you going to do in-house? What are you going to ask others to do for you? So how do you partner and collaborate with people? And the third thing is understanding some of the risk that's inherent when you start to move to these outcome-based contracts. So what risk am I likely to be taking on and how do I mitigate that risk? And if you get those three things right, if you get the customer outcome right, the value delivery system right, and you understand the risk, the accountability spread, as we often talk about it, then I think you're in a good position.
So you've got to think smarter.
You've undoubtedly got to think smarter. The world is getting more and more complicated for manufacturing firms. partly because sectors are breaking down, partly because of the speed at which technology is developing, partly because of the opportunities that are opening up. So yes, thinking smarter and thinking strategically about what you will and what you will not do is fundamental.
And you clearly don't think there is going to be a renaissance. You clearly think we are in a renaissance.
I think there are examples of the renaissance all over the place. There are examples of manufacturing firms that are doing incredibly well with providing products, services in this country and overseas. So while the market is difficult, while the market is challenging, there are many firms that are already in that renaissance for manufacturing.
Professor Andy Neely, Director of the Cambridge Service Alliance, thank you very much for talking to the Alliance podcast series today, part of Cambridge University. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.